Now, Jet needs to know, take some notes as we share in the word of the Lord today. And this final final phase for Al, I shouldn't say it's final. Today's the summary for us, as then we're going to take next steps into the deployment phase of using and embracing these grace gifts in the fullness of our life in Christ. By grace, through the Spirit, our lives express these spiritual gifts, these grace gifts that we've been given in the Lord. And so that's where, for us as a congregation, to encourage individuals like Jet and Noah and Alex and Donovan and others who maybe need a little nudge to think about Jacob, to be thinking about steps, maybe about being a pastor and steps in ministry, maybe a teacher, a Lutheran school teacher or something. Anyway, of serving the Lord with gifts that we can already see being expressed in their lives. What a blessing that would be. So as we summarize today, let's think about what we're talking about here concerning spiritual grace gifts in all of what we've been discussing these summer weeks concerning the discovery of grace gifts, and then not only discovery, but to develop them, and that's ongoing for us, and then deploying them, which now we're moving into that phase as well. In Luke chapter 12, verses 35 to 44, you have your Bibles, please feel free to join me there. There's, like I said, there's outlines for you to take some notes. In Luke 12, 35 to 44, as Jesus speaks and gives this parable to the disciples, but Peter asked, Lord, is this for us, for everyone? Jesus really doesn't answer the question, does he? He just goes on to share about the truth of this teaching that he's been given for all to hear. So, Peter, your question was answered, but indirectly. So, for us as well, today, this parable, this teaching, this word of the Lord is for us. Jesus went on to say, be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning. Now, as we talked about with the young disciples' time, of course, being dressed and ready for service for us who are in the Lord begins when the promises of the Lord were first given to us. And we know that was first given to us when we were baptized, washed in the waters of grace, buried with Christ in his death, and raised to a new life in his resurrection, that we might be the grace-charist people, gifted, that we are. Ready for service, keeping those lamps burning that he's given to us of these grace gifts. Now, if you look at this section of Luke, you'll also recognize that prior to this, Jesus has been giving some warnings to his disciples, those who would follow him, and also words of encouragement. A couple of those words of encouragement that you hear Jesus speaking about in this context of being dressed and ready for service, your lamps burning, are words of encouragement concerning life. Be generous with it, Jesus is saying. With all that you've been given and who you are and the days that the Lord has given to you to live and enjoy his blessing, be generous with life. I need to share with you that as your inventories, your spiritual gifts inventories are coming in and they're being scored and we're going to be giving them to you later today, a lot of you, many of you, have the gift of generosity. Which makes me pause and wonder and think, okay, Lord, then what about our mission and ministry as a congregation called Bethany? Ought we be doing to generate then the opportunities to connect people to Jesus through your gifts of generosity? Those are questions that are before us. Ponderings of the kingdom. What's next, Lord, as your gifts are manifested and made known, deployed among us? And a word of encouragement that Jesus is giving to his disciples is not only be generous, but enjoy the days that you've been given as blessings of the Lord. Not so bound up in the worries of life. They're going to be there. But to celebrate that which you've been given unto the glory of the Lord and the blessing of others around you. Oh, wow. Yes, that's a goal in life, isn't it? So in this context, Jesus is sharing with us then, like servants dressed and ready, you're waiting for your master to return from a wedding banquet. So that, as Jesus is giving us this parable, when that master returns and he comes and he knocks, then they can open the door immediately for him and let him in because they're dressed and ready. Lamps are burning and looking for the master to come. This is a parable that Jesus gives as he's calling us as his people to be ready for his return, right? Waiting for his return, longing even for his return. And there's an individual and there's a corporate aspect to this. Individually, the word of encouragement is, look, you're dressed. You're ready. Keep your lamps burning. Individually, this is our call as disciples of Christ Jesus. But then there's that corporate nature that's also part of our calling as the body of Christ, and that is encourage each other in this, right? Hey, your lamp needs some trimming. Maybe we ought to work on that together, right? Hey, you look great in the holiness of the Lord your God, our God. Way to go in that exercise of your spiritual gift, right? Encouraging each other. Hey, let's continue to work together, building up the body of Christ for which spiritual gifts are given for, so that we might be even more engaged in the mission of Jesus Christ to the world, so that more and more people might be connected to him like we are. So this corporate nature of our life together in the Lord. In the early church, as the early church, our forerunners matured, as the body of Christ grew up, these truths then were developed. They came to light as the Holy Spirit would inspire, like the Apostle Paul, concerning the spiritual charis gifts that are in the New Testament. And the church then, growing up and maturing, had the opportunity, as even our life as the church includes this concept corporately and individually, which is expressed through grace gifts. To discover and to develop and then to deploy these grace gifts of the Lord for his purpose and mission. Individually, we each possess at least one gift, probably more. But that's part of the discovery process, right? To discover what gift or gifts we've been given individually. And then corporately encouraging each other for the sake of the body, that together we're walking then as these grace-gifted people for the purpose of his mission. Grace, spiritual gifts, that is charismaton, grace gifts, are spirit-empowered blessings to be employed in service within the body of Christ so that the body of Christ might be built up. This is nothing new for us. This is what we've been working through these weeks. This is the summary then of who we are as God's people, now getting ready to really engage in deploying these charismaton, these grace gifts of the Lord. And there's two aspects then that Jesus gives to us as these gifts are unfolded. He says, it'll be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you don't expect him. These two aspects are words of encouragement that Jesus gives to us as he gave to his disciples, so that dressed and ready, lamps burning, exercising the spiritual gifts, we're going to be welcoming him into this new creation that he's bringing forth. One of those encouraging words that Jesus gives to us is watching, Gregorio. I am awake. In other words, this is what it means for you and me, for it to be personal. I am awake when I would rather be sleeping because I'm on the alert and vigilant in my living. This is the call that you've been given as a child of God in the faith of Jesus Christ. I am awake. I'm not like the world. Yeah, I'd rather be like the world because I am still a sinful nature. I still have a sinful human nature that is drawn to the world, but I'm not of the world. I live in it, but not of it. While I'd like to be like the world in some ways, I am awake. This is us. This is our calling of faithful people, because I'm dressed and I'm ready, alert, I'm vigilant in my living. This is you and me. And the second aspect that flows with it is that I'm ready. Hetoimos. I am prepared. And we're speaking particularly for the return of Jesus, because I am vigilant in my living. I am watchful and I am ready. because of who I am in Christ Jesus. This is nothing we've done or earned or merit. This is the gift of grace given to us, expressed through then those gifts to be used as God's people. Because we have grace gifts, these unique endowments from the Holy Spirit, generously shared with Christians in community for building up the body of Christ in practical ways, practical ways. Some of these gifts are very mysterious. Some of you had a struggling moment with some of those questions when you were asked about some of the more mysterious gifts. That's okay. It's all right. But remember, these gifts are given to the body of Christ so that it may be built up in practical ways. So while there's mystery around some of these gifts, they're not to be feared, shunned even, but welcomed and accepted as the Lord God gives them to his church in these practical ways for the building up of the body of Christ. And how do we respond? But yet saying, thanks be to God as he works this way. Sometimes, mysterious as it is, beyond my comprehension and my understanding, and yet yielding to that Spirit as he leads and guides by his grace through his gifts. So my watching to be ready is the living out of grace gifts within the body of Jesus as together we keep each other vigilant for Jesus' return. Remember, we're working through a summary today so that in the summary of all that we've been discovering these weeks, we might now move in the deployment of these gifts for the kingdom of the Lord. So where do we go from here? What does this look like in my life individually, in yours individually, and yet corporately, it's the body, so that the body of Christ might be built up in these practical ways so that the mission of Jesus might be known through us. What does that look like? Where do we go for direction? Are there boundaries that we ought to operate in? What does this mean for you and me each day? If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but I don't have, what is it? Agape. A selfless, self-giving, willing to lay my life down for my neighbor kind of love, then what am I? I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. Oh, wow. Okay, there's some boundaries for us. There's some direction and some leading by the Spirit for us. What's going to define us in all of this is agape. God's love for you and me in his son Jesus. Jesus' love for you and me. And now manifested as the Spirit lives out in us. In love. A self-giving, selfless, willing to lay my life down for my neighbor kind of love. It's not a love of the world. It's not a love of political correctness. It's not a love of the age. It is a love of the kingdom of God in us. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but don't have love, I'm nothing. Paul's talking about these spiritual gifts, these charis gifts that are made known in you and me. If we don't have love with these things, it's not worth anything. If I give all my possessions, generosity, to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but don't have love, I gain nothing. It is love, this selfless, self-giving expression for me and us of our Father that brings this all together for us. You want to summarize what spiritual gifted charis gifts are about? It is about our Father's love for us. Me, us. You, us, for the body of Christ, individually, corporately, to be living out, then, his purpose. His love for us, which is personified, incarnate in Christ Jesus. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This is what kingdom people who are charis gifted deploying those charis gifts in the body of Christ so that the body of Christ might be built up. This is what it looks like. It looks like Jesus. It looks like Jesus personified in you and me through our actions to the glory of the Lord through the practice of the deployment of grace gifts. His selfless, self-giving love for us, it saves me from myself, which is that first blessing that we've been given. Salvation, life, hope. This is not our home. Our home is an eternity, and that's ours, secured for us in Christ Jesus. Now, in these days, so that his selfless, self-giving love for us prepares me for his return, dressed, ready, lamps burning. Come, Lord Jesus. Oh, come quickly. We're ready. His selfless, self-giving love for us, which allows me to exercise a watchfulness expressed through his grace gifts in me. Building up the body of Christ through the exercise of charis gifts, grace gifts, allows us as the church to be watchful like we've been called. I need you to exercise, to deploy your grace gifts, because in those areas where you're gifted and I'm not, you're helping me to be watchful. And you need me. We need each other. Because where we're not gifted, each other are helping us be watchful for the Lord's return. Dressed, ready for service, with our lamps burning. Together, so that we're built up. The body of Christ for his purpose. How do we summarize all of this then? As God's people. Being sent forth, deployed in spiritual giftedness, so that the body of Christ might be built up. Jesus would say, it will be good for that servant whom the master finds doing so when he returns, watching, ready, welcoming. Truly I tell you, the master will put this servant in charge of his possessions, like inheritors of the kingdom, to be gifted and blessed with all that belongs to Jesus, you and I are given. Today, in just a moment, At the welcome kiosk, you're going to be handed out your spiritual gifts inventory, how it's scored, and where your spiritual gifts are found. It's going to be in an envelope, so no one else sees this. It's private, personal for you. And yet, it's also meant for the body, the building up of Christ. Sue and Scott, who've been our champions in helping us get organized in this spiritual giftedness over these last few months, are going to be there to help you get your spiritual gifts inventory. And you'll have a chance to open it up, look it over, be surprised. Yeah. And then pray about, well, I didn't know I had those gifts. I didn't know what that gift is called. And you're going to begin to wonder, how is it then that I might use this gift for the glory of God? Maybe you are one of those individuals who scored very high in generosity. And you're going to want to know, well, how is it then that my giftedness of generosity might be used for the kingdom? I can't tell you that right now. Maybe we don't know that right now. But in time, as we work together, as we move through the deployment of our gifts, that'll become clear as we pray, lean on the Lord, and ask him to help us discover. He'll make it clear in all the various gifts that are expressed here among us. And if those of you who are here today would like to participate in this, there's a spiritual gifts inventory available for you in the office. Fill it out. Turn it back into us. We'll help you. These are gifts of the Lord for us, his body, to be built up. And for you to have the fullness of life in Christ Jesus. So here's how we might finally summarize then where we are. And in taking these next steps, my Father's love for me has richly furnished me with the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit that he wants me to possess and use. And the same goes for my brothers and my sisters. That love of Christ Jesus that defines us, that empowers and strengthens us, when it looks to the other person beside me, and when their gifts are being exercised, that love of Jesus embraces that person's gift for the glory of the Lord and the building up of the body of Christ. There's no room, is there, for jealousy or envy. There's no room for any of this earthly stuff that we wrestle with. What there is room for is a selfless, self-giving, willing to lay my life down kind of attitude so that this person next to me might exercise that gift for the glory of God. I need them to do that. Because when they're doing that, they're helping me be ready, watching for the Lord Jesus. I'm gifted so that his love for me might be expressed as my gifts are used to build up the body of Christ. I hope that's gotten through and you've heard that from me. I've said that enough, haven't I? It's to build this body up, right? Spiritual gifts are not meant to be used in the world. Talents, skills, acquired knowledge, that's what we use out in the world. Spiritual gifts are meant for here, in the body of Christ, wherever the Lord has planted you as his son or daughter. And those spiritual gifts are used to be a blessing in the kingdom, building up, right? Love is patient, then, and kind. It's not envious, it's not boastful, it's not proud. It's not dishonoring of others, it's not self-seeking either. Love is not easily angered, keeps no grudges, disregards evil, and rejoices in truth. Love always protects and trusts, hopes, perseveres, and love never fails. The love that we know in Christ Jesus. For the deployment of my gifts are part of what keeps me and us alert and vigilant for the return of our Lord, Christ Jesus. To be ready as we're dressed with lamps burning, waiting for him. This is the fullness of our life in Christ. And this fullness is known by grace as it's expressed through the Spirit. And this Spirit is expressed through us, through spiritual gifts and your giftedness and mine and ours together for the building up of the body of Christ. This might be the summary for us today, but we're taking next steps. We need to take those next steps to deploy what God's given to us, to help others who come to be a part of the fellowship and the body of Christ among us, for them to discover and develop as we're deploying these grace gifts. Are we in agreement? Can we say amen? 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 Then let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the truth of your word that's captured us these last weeks, that's now sending us into the world gifted and to deploy these gifts for the praise of your holy name. We cannot do this on our own, Lord. We couldn't even fathom this by ourselves. It's only by your Spirit leading and guiding and blessing. So as we pray, come, Holy Spirit, so also we pray, prepare us in the deployment of your grace gifts for the building up of your body and the fulfillment of your mission among us. To you be the praise, the glory, and the honor in all things, at all times, in all places, by all your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, our Heavenly Father, and the blessing of the Holy Spirit, who's captured you in his grace gifts, now move us forward, move you forward in the deployment of those gifts for the building up of his body. In Jesus, in his name. Amen. Let's sing together.